You are Locked On Texans, your daily Houston Texans podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So, how many yards will Deshaun Watson throw for this season, and how many touchdowns will Lamar Miller score? In today's show, we're going to look at Texans prop bets. Looking forward to this one. Welcome aboard, everybody. I'm Robert Land from the Houston Sports Talk Podcast, along with my co-host, the always brilliant Brian Patterson from FanSided's HouseofHouston.com. Thanks for diving into Locked On Texans, your best daily source of Texans news, views, and interviews. We come at you daily, and we keep coming at you all the way up until the season begins. It's not far away. Brian, how about having a little fun with some Texans player prop bets? Bet Online has some over-under numbers for Texans players, and I figure we might as well go through them, figure out where we stand. Our listeners can play this game at home, the home game of Texans prop bets, and we'll look back at our guesses at the end of the year to see where we were, how smart we were. And let's just start off with Deshaun Watson passing yards over under 3,800 yards. Brian, if Deshaun played 16 games, he would need to average just 237, I should say, yards per game to reach that number. What do you think?
To reach 3,800, that's a very lofty goal, but I'm going to take the under on that because I don't think there's going to be a lot of games where he's going to have the opportunity to throw to get the guys the ball. He's going to be using his legs. We don't know what this offensive line is going to look like in terms of protection, so he's going to be on the move. So I'm just going to take the under, just slightly under. He may be somewhere around 36, 37.
It's tough because that's a lot of yards for any quarterback.
Yes.
And I tend to agree with you. I want to be a little bit hesitant on this one as far as, hey, slow the roll a little bit on Deshaun Watson. He's just not going to get you 300 yards per game every game. I figure the defense is going to play a big role for the Texans this year, so he may not have to put up that many yards per game passing. So I'll stick with what you have. I'll take the under on that as well.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, it's just so hard to get that many yards unless you're in a pass happy offense, unless you're a prolific passer. And Deshaun Watson, I think he's a very superior passer, but with the weapons we have and with this offensive line, like I said, I don't know if he's going to get the protection to be able to get the opportunity to sit in the pocket and wait to make a decision and to throw it, you know, deep and whatnot. So we have so many weapons. It's just I don't think that he's going to have to throw that much. But I do see him. You're going to see an increase in yards on the ground from the rushing yards he had last season. And what I think he had around 200, 300, if I'm not mistaken.
You sure about that with coming off this injury? You sure he's going to increase his running? I think he would not want to do that. I don't think the Texans coaches would want him to do it either.
Yeah, well, you know, that was through 7 games. And now when you stress that over 16 games, you know, I think that, you know, there's just no choice. It's going to be more than what he put up last season. So
the total's more than last season. But you're not saying he's going to run more than he was running last season, right?
Who knows? In terms of, you know, Bill O'Brien didn't want Lamar Miller to have such a heavy workload. And what happened? What happened in 2016? He got hurt, and that was the whole situation there. So, you know, that's the plan, but let's hope it doesn't blow up in his face.
All right. Well, this isn't an over-under, but check this out. Sportsline has Deshaun Watson as a 50-1 shot to have the most touchdown yards this season. Boy, there are 18 quarterbacks ahead of him. You're putting down 20 with the chance you could make 1,000. Brian, let me finish the show before you run out and take that bet. I mean, that's something I would do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go to Vegas right now. We'll go into the sporting. You know, it's always a pleasure. You know, whenever you go into Vegas and you go into the sports book room, I mean, it just feels all official. you know, I'm not a pro at it, so I have to ask questions, you know, to the guy who's working the counter. But, you know, I have it all figured out. And I don't know, you just get a good adrenaline rush because you got all the games on TVs, nice comfy chairs, smells like cigar smoke. You know, I'm not a smoker, but I just love the experience. But Rob, let's go and do it. If we have to do it online, let's make that bet.
Yeah, 50-1. We might not think he's going to have a huge year, but boy, there's a good chance that he could. I mean, that's very possible. Touchdown passes over under 26.5. Brian, if Deshaun played a full season, he would need to average 1.66 touchdowns per game. So about a touchdown and a half per game to reach that total. What do you think?
He was already at 19 in just seven games. I'll take the over on that. Slightly over, he might get 30. That's not too lofty of a goal for him. I think he could really get the touchdowns going, especially when he gets a rhythm with these guys. He already has worked with them a little bit, in the previous season, and now he has his whole training camp to help get even more rapport. I'm just going to go slightly over it, maybe like 28, 29.
How could you not take the over here? I mean, how could you not?
This offense, the way it's supposed to be designed for him, it's conducive for him to throw touchdown passes. We've got too many weapons, you know, for him not to, to be able to find guys. You looked at the difference. Tom Savage not being able to find guys, not being able to find that rapport. And you could say DeAndre Hopkins, he still had good numbers with Tom Savage. I think DeAndre Hopkins is so great, he'll have good numbers with anybody. If I was throwing footballs to him and I had a good offensive line, I'm pretty sure DeAndre Hopkins would be catching my passes. So that's a good comparison, I think, right there for that situation. But, I'm definitely taking the over on that.
Okay, next up, interceptions, over under 17.5. Can he average just one per game and get the under on this? What do you think?
I think he can get the under. He had 9 just in those seven games. So it's going to be difficult not to be able to do it in a total of 16 games. So I think he's going to be right around there. I'm going to take the under on that. I'm putting him right at about 15.
He averaged over an interception a game last year. You know, I think a lot of things went right for him, so I'm going to say it's take the over on this one. The only question mark is he going to be able to chalk up enough games? So I've got the over, so we're differing on this one. Let's get to Lamar Miller, rushing yards, over under 825. And before I make you guess this one, how about this? Can Lamar average more than 50 yards per game? That's basically what they're saying is about 50 yards per game, a little bit more than that. Doesn't sound like much, assuming he can stay healthy most of the season. Remember, his worst season in the last four is 872 yards. So what do you think, over or under 825?
I think he'll go over that. He might even get to quadruple digits this season, just especially with, you know, how he's lost weight. And, you know, he wants to get into the form that he was in 2014, which was one of his best seasons with the Dolphins. I definitely could see him get to the 1,000-yard mark. I don't see much more than that, not with this offense. But if he goes over it, that's great. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure he may have a Pro Bowl season left in him. That would be nice for him to achieve that goal and to hit that mark to be one of the best in the NFL in terms of ground game.
Mark me down for the over too, but we're also assuming that Deontay Foreman isn't going to be splitting more of his carries. And that's going to be another question I'm going to have later on as far as where we are on Deontay Foreman and what he's capable of this year. So we both agree on that one. Next up, total touchdowns. Over under 6 for Lamar Miller. Now, this is tough because the last 2 years, he's had exactly 6 touchdowns each of the last 2 years. So Vegas knew what they were doing here. Do you want to give him more than 6, less than 6? This is probably a stay away if I'm telling you how to go bet this thing. Stay away from this one.
Yeah, it's a real tough one. I'll take the over on it. I think you'll have like 8 or 9.
I'll take the over just because I think Deshaun's going to put him in position, being that he's going to be hopefully, knock on wood, playing some more games this year. So I'll take the over, but this is a real tough one. And like I said, I would almost stay away from this. I don't even want to bet it. I kind of want to say just push, but I'll stick my neck out for that. Next up, we got DeAndre Hopkins over underlines. But Brian, hey, man, before we get there, let's talk about our friends at Nordic Track.
Yes, Nordic Track. Great. You guys, you know, it's sometimes hard with your schedule, you know, with your families, you know, you've got, you know, everything you have to get done in terms of your itinerary. You're worried about, you know, I want to work out. I want to have a great body. I want to look good for my wife. I want to look good for my girlfriend, or I want to look good for that potential girlfriend I'm trying to get. Well, it's hard to find the time to go to the gym, and we've all got busy schedules. And do you need the motivation of a trainer or a group or a class? But, you know, that's time consuming. It's costly. Don't you ever wish the gym could come to you? Well, Nordic Track has a series of training equipment to give you amazing workouts in the convenience of your home, including treadmills, exercise bikes, incline trainers, strength conditioning type machines as well. And you can join high energy stream workouts any time of the day without stepping out your door. And special offer for our Locked On Texans and Locked On Network listeners, you get $75 off your Nordic Track purchase by visiting nordictrack.com/lockedon and using the offer code Locked On. Again, that's visit, go on and visit nordictrack.com/ by the way, Locked On, and use offer code Locked On during the checkout to save $75 off your purchase. Do it.
Next up is DeAndre Hopkins over unders. Receiving yards, we're going to start with over under 1,300. Brian, Nuke had 1,378 last year, so he was over, barely over that number. 954 yards the year before, so we'll put that on Mr. Osweiler. That's his fault. And then he racked up 1,521 yards with the Hoyer mallet combination. So two out of the last 3 years, he's been over. What do you think?
I think that he could actually go over it. This may be DeAndre Hopkins' best season of his career. I really do see it. I'm taking the over, and it may be, I'm not saying he's going to get 2,000 yards. I mean, that's incredibly difficult. But I'm taking the over 1,300 because he's going to be finding him a lot. You're going to see DeAndre Hopkins being double covered. You know, he commands that. He gets that respect. But I think he's still going to find a way for him to get the yardage. So I'm taking the over at this time.
I'm going with the under. The reason, I think there's going to be some other receivers that Deshaun Watson is going to find that are going to be wide open. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is going to draw more people than ever, and I think there's other targets that the Texans have this year, so I'm going to take the under on this one. It doesn't sound right when you think about it, but I put a little bit of a spin on it because I think you got other targets for him to go with. Total touchdowns is up next, Brian. Over, under, 9.5 touchdowns. Nuke had 13 touchdowns last season. He had 4 the season before with Brock, 11 with the Hoylet combo. So he had 2 of the last 3 seasons he's been over 9.5. What do you think?
I think that's right about where he's going to be. I would say slightly over. We'll have him at 10 touchdowns. Total touchdowns for 2018. I don't see any more than that because, you know, you made a good point. He may be spreading the wealth because we have a lot of talent on the receiving end as well. But I think he could easily in his sleep get 10 touchdowns for 2018.
Let's do it. Let's go over. I mean, I feel like even though he's going to maybe see a little bit less to him this year, like I said, with the yardage, you still got to go to him in the red zone. You still got to go to him when you want 6. So we agree again. Unfortunately, we're agreeing way too much, which is probably bad news for both of us. But I'll take the over as well. Let's try some prop bets, Brian, that aren't listed. These are creations of Robert Land. So Will Fuller, that's a guy that we haven't talked about yet as far as prop bets. He had 2 touchdowns his first year, 7 touchdowns last year. I'll make the over-under for Will Fuller this season at 9.5. Remember, he had a bunch of them when Deshaun Watson was healthy last year. He had a lot of touchdowns when Deshaun Watson was healthy. but can he keep up anywhere close to that pace? That's what I ask you. Over, under 9.5.
I'm taking the under because I think he's going to be right where he is last year. I mean, because, you know, playing alongside DeAndre Hopkins, you know, he's going to command most of the, you know, targets as far as for wide receivers. But Will Fuller, each touchdown he's going to catch, it's going to be impact touchdowns. You know, the kind that just, you know, turn games around or make games even more interesting. And they're going to be a lot of deep balls that he's going to be able to catch. But I'm putting him on the under. I put him right at about 7.
I would say one touchdown for every two games, which means he doesn't get to 9.5. I mean, I could see this going either way. That's why I picked that number. I'm going to take the under. I'll let you take the over on that one. So it'll be interesting to see what Will Fuller can do. And a big component of that is health with both Deshaun and both him. You're gambling on all of that. So that's why I'm taking the under there. Kiki QT, he would have to beat out Bruce Ellington and Braxton Miller to start. So this is about how much do you think he's going to play? How many receiving yards does he get? Receiving yards over under 650 is the number I'm sticking on it. You taking the over or under, Brian?
A lot of uncertainty there. 650, that is, wow. That's, if he gets 650 yards just coming off his first year, I mean, that goes to show you that this guy's a real deal. I put him somewhere around 450. I'm taking the under.
650, he needs roughly, like, it'd be 60 or 70 a game to average. It'd be tough.
He's not going to get the ball that much.
I feel like he's going to have some big plays. He's got some speed. I just love what I see. I'm on the bandwagon big time with this guy, Brian. I'm on this bandwagon.
Me too. But I don't know. You know how Bill O'Brien plays rookies. You know, he doesn't always, he has that feeling that they shouldn't be out there. You know, they should be, you know, going and learning the ropes. You know, Deshaun Watson is the exception because hell, we needed a quarterback, but Kiki QT, I mean, I just don't think that he's going to get those type of targets to put those type of yards out there. He's going to contribute. He's going to be great for this team, but I don't see him putting up those type of numbers.
I think he's going to get reps because Bruce Ellington has a habit of getting hurt. Braxton Miller, I feel like, is bubble guy that's not going to make the team. So, yeah, I mean, I'm saying 650. I just ride. I'm riding Kiki QT. I like him. Let's see what happens, but that should be fun to watch. I'm really looking forward to him this year. Got a couple more of these, but first, let me remind you that if you're enjoying Locked On Texans, tell your friends. Say, hey, you guys, you got to listen to this show. This is where I get my Texans knowledge. This is where I get my Texans fix every single day. Let them know they can find us on iTunes, Spotify, most anywhere you're going to find your favorite podcast. Share the links to our show with your followers on social media so we can bring more people into the fold here. We also want your voice to be a part of the conversation. Email us at lockedontexans@mail.com for questions or comments. You can even send a voice memo through to us. We'd love to get your opinion or your question through audio. That would be fantastic. It's lockedontexans@mail.com. Let's keep going through the over-unders on offense. How about Deonte Foreman games played? I'll set his number of games at 11.5, which means you need to buy in that he won't start the season on IR and maybe miss the first six games, Brian. But I've got a real critical number there, 11.5. It also means he's got to stay healthy too. Are you in on that? Are you in? Can he play 12 games or more? What do you think?
No, I don't see it. I see him playing half of the season. So I'm putting my number right under 8. I'm taking the under definitely on that.
Tried to suck you into that. You wouldn't buy it. I agree with you. I'm taking the under. Deonte Foreman, it's going to be tough. I mean, I could definitely see him starting on the IR. We shall see. But right now, still no go. We're a month away, a little over a month away, 5-6 weeks away. Yeah, it's going to be tough for him to get back and going and revved up. So let me set a number for the yards for rookie Jordan Akins, the tight end. Now, this will tell us if you're buying into him getting snaps this year, Brian. I'm going to set his yardage at 400 on the nose. Are you in on Jordan Akins getting more than 400 yards?
Ooh, that's going to be tough because we have so many tight ends this season. They're going to be spreading the wealth on that one. I'm not going to, unless I know for sure that Jordan Akins is the bona fide number one starter on the roster, I can't commit to 400 yards. He might have a little bit under that, maybe half of that. But who knows? Jordan Thomas, you know, he's looking good in camp right now. He may be getting a lot of the reps. I haven't heard anything about Jordan Akins, in which that kind of concerns me because we invested highly in him. Our sixth-round pick's doing a lot better than our third-round pick. So, yeah, think about that. So I think you're going to have a lot of spreading the wealth around the tight ends, including Ryan Griffin. I don't see Steven Anderson making this team. And, you know, you can book that, too. We haven't talked about that, really. I don't see him making this team.
I'm not putting any money on it, but I'm going to say Jordan Akins is going to be over 400 yards, and I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me. I need to know why. Tell me.
Ryan Griffin has this thing where he likes to get concussions. So it's going to be between Akins and Thomas to see who gets the snaps. And I think it could be Akins could get enough snaps and could get enough yards. 400 yards means 25 a game, roughly 25 yards a game. And if he has a couple big games, he could get close to that. So, yeah, I definitely, is that enough definitely for you? I definitely think that Jordan Akins has a shot at getting more than 400 yards per game.
So you are booking that Ryan Griffin is going to start week one. You're booking that. Are you booking that? Because I'm not.
No, I didn't say I didn't say I booked Ryan Griffin starting at all. I mean, I'm telling you, he has a chance of getting hurt. I mean, we got the whole preseason to go. We concussions. That's exactly why I think Jordan Akins is going to have a chance at getting to 400 yards because I could see him getting on the field. Jordan Thomas, they're asking questions about Jordan Thomas to Bill O'Brien. I don't know if that means that he's in the lead as far as the tight ends are concerned. So I don't know. We're going to see what happens there. We might come back to more of these over-unders in the next week or two. We haven't talked about the defense yet, Brian, but this is a fun conversation because this really makes you think, you know, where do you think the offense comes from this year? You know, who's going to pick up the yardage? How much yardage do you think they can pick up? What is the potential of this offense? It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep – I've been taking notes as far as what we predicted. And, of course, I'm going to be, you know, texting you, you know, when as the season progresses to see if our odds, they hold up pretty well. And wondering, you know, wishing should we have went and placed those prop bets somewhere. So, yeah, we still got to do that. So it's going to be interesting. I really am excited about it. It really keeps us something, you know, other than watching, you know, how the team progresses, this is something else to keep our eye on just to make sure that, you know, they hold up to the expectations that we have.
Boy, those Deshaun numbers, I tell you what, those prop bets, if you're out there and you got a dollar or two, it might be worth it. It might be worth it. I mean, to me, they're not extraordinarily out of the realm possibility for some of those numbers. Tons of that stuff seems very doable for him. So that's worth thinking about. Let's remind the listeners real quickly that you can check out more shows from our National Lockdown Network. Go to LockedOnSports.com, our Lockdown Network website. The network is up to 2.5 million downloads per month with podcasts for nearly every NFL and NBA team. Of course, we're adding Major League Baseball, college sports, about 80 podcasts right now just in the network that you can listen to. It's all on LockedOnSports.com. Time to wrap things up, but don't forget my podna, Brian Patterson, my co-host, he's got it covered on HouseOfHouston.com, a fan side affiliate, my Houston Sports Talk podcast. Easy to find on iTunes. We had 3 different podcasts this week. Lots of Astros conversation, lots of Osuna conversation, and trade deadline, and all sorts of good stuff. So go check that out. That's all we got for this Locked On Texans. Looks like we're going to probably take a couple of days off and be back with you on Sunday. As always, thanks for making us a part of your week.
You are Locked On Texans, your daily Houston Texans podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.